Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hold up. So just say this.
Niggas got me pissed like little pimps.
Seen a lot of faces. Oh, hell, I even fuck with different races.
Not me.
A white dude, his name was Johnny.
He had a Queen Bee
Goose tattoo on his arm. Hey. He asked me and Bobby his day for the prom. Hey. And he buy me a horse. A
ride that kid. Hey.
From down south.
He like me to spank him and come in his mouth.
He was a thot. He didn't give a fuck. That's what I liked about him. He ate my pussy from dark to the morning. Hey. Pulled his girl up and told her we was born. Puerto Rican Bobby used to be a deacon, but now he be sucking me off on the weekend.
And this
black dude I call King Kong.
He had a big ass dick with a hurricane tongue.
What's wrong with us, dog?
Yikes. He had a big ass dick with a hurricane tongue. Oh, I like that.
Lil' Kim, start the podcast off. It's International Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day.
And same to you.
Same to you.
We both decided that Lil' Kim would be the baddest bitch. That's the bitch we wanted to give our musical shout out to.
Yeah, shout out
Lil
to Kim. Queen Bee. Yes.
Lil' Kim. That is like, I remember I think I was in college when this song was popping.
Really?
I think I was in college.
I was in high school.
Yes. And girl, let me just tell you, when this came on, this is back in the day where people actually danced in the club.
Right.
People actually went in there to break a sweat and dance in the club. And this shit used to come on, bitch. Let me just tell you, I used to get it the fuck in. Time out. A lot of men on social media are pissed that there's a such thing as an International Women's Day.
But what's wrong with that? Shit, they got a fucking mother.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's actually an International Men's Day, too. Nobody cares, though.
Right. What day is that, bitch?
It's actually November 19th. It's on my niece's birthday.
Oh.
I believe it's November 19th. It's International Men's Day. No one cares, just like nobody cares when it's Father's Day.
Right.
No one cares about y'all. We not about to celebrate y'all more than we have to. You know why? Because it's really all about the women. Women make the world go round. We make everything happen. We birth the children. Mm-hmm. We feed the children. Mm-hmm. We take care of the man.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything. And I was having a conversation earlier with Aiden, and he was like, you need us. I said, yeah, for opening pickle jars and climbing ladders and fixing cars,
right,
maybe. But
right,
it's a lot
right.
of us women that could do that, too.
That's true.
We doing it all these days.
We do it all.
So happy International Women's Day to all of my female listeners and to my male listeners, to y'all mamas, y'all baby mamas,
everybody.
But you
know what? Everybody. We do have some boys that look like girls. Hey, girl.
Hey,
happy
girl.
Women's
hey,
Day
sis.
To you too, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Hey.
Hey, Shad.
Yeah.
I gotta say hi to my nigga Shad. I think Shad is sneak doing some type of talk show. If y'all don't know who Shad Santiago is in Atlanta, I'm going to need him to
I'm going to need that phone on
and you
vibrate.
Know what? You know why I came back on? Because I had to play the song.
Well, whatever.
I had to make sure I could hear it.
Yo,
anyways,
vibrate.
So I'm vibrating now. But hey, Tay girl.
Hey.
To all y'all other girls.
Yes.
With the penises.
Yes.
Hey, boo. Hey,
tuck
boo.
Tuck back.
Tuck back. Does everybody tuck? Do people?
I mean, if they wanna wear like a leotard or something like that, they better
they
get
tuck.
To tucking.
So nobody, it's not like... Like how sometimes you can see somebody's tracks and they don't care. Is that the same thing?
Girl, I don't know.
But I don't be caring if somebody can see my track all the time. And I think it's because...
But hold on, what you talking about?
Like when you get a weave.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Ain't that the same thing as not tucking? If somebody says, I can see your track, I don't care. I got good hair anyway.
Right.
It's bomb. I'm just, you know, is that the same thing as not
that
tucking?
That ain't no fucking same thing. Fuck out of here. Come on, that's comparing oranges to apples.
My bad, y'all. But we've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Who we putting this blame on that we've been gone 2 weeks?
I'm putting the blame on you.
Of course she is.
Of course.
Of course.
No doubt.
She's blaming me.
You're traveling, which is shout out to you.
Not,
you got a lot of shit going
on. That is
not
why we didn't record last week. I can't believe you just tried that right now.
What happened?
You didn't show up.
Girl, bye. Yes. Your phone, yo.
No.
You got a Metro or a Cricket Connect something.
I have an iPhone X.
Yo,
right, you see it.
You have an iPhone X, but your service, your provider is shitty.
No.
I'm telling you, I text you.
You did not.
Okay, whatever.
You say you text and call. Come on now. Those two don't just go away.
Yo, I have
but
no
let's say you did.
Okay, check
let's
this
say
out.
You did.
Okay.
Why weren't you here?
You think what? I know I could still get in Stoneburg, but damn, you want me to come knock on the door, kick on your door? What if you and Brent was doing that?
Girl,
you know what I mean?
Listen.
Like, I don't want to interrupt stuff.
I'm a woman of business, okay?
Girl.
We had an appointment, okay?
Yes.
So come to your appointment.
Okay, whatever.
Don't worry about if I'm
Bitch,
taking dick.
Okay,
Aiden, get out!
I
can't. See what I'm saying? I can't even be. It's International Women's Day. I can't have a break. Go with your dad. Where is he? Go in the game room where the men are. You guys have to give me a day. Go.
You got your day. You wrapped up in a quilt.
A blanket. That's why I'm going to take it off now. Go ahead, Aiden. Go. You interrupted my show now. See how we can't even, as women.
How about Aiden took his bracelet off?
Girl, you done made my son take his bracelet off. His little girlfriend gave him a bracelet. Stacy that came here and told him to take it off. He's learning young that we run shit.
Right. What other woman giving you gifts? No. Get her. Get what's her name? Sophia.
Sophia.
Get your bracelet back. Hey.
Anyway, so we were gone for 2 weeks, and one of the weeks we had our very first road trip together.
Yes.
And it was interesting.
It was.
Considering I'm like a big weed smoker and you're not.
I know.
How did you handle the kush to and from Orlando? Was
Girl,
it okay?
I choked the whole fucking drive. I think I need to go get an x-ray on my throat.
So, yes, road tripping with me means lots of weed.
Right.
Blowing. On the way there, we had the ratchet music. On the way back, I killed you with some 90s R&B. You
no,
wasn't feeling it at first.
Bitch, that was like the 60s.
I know this bitch did not say the 60s. Do y'all know what we was listening to?
Girl, we was listening
that
to.
That is not the Supremes were in the 60s.
Okay.
We was listening to
like
Kelly Price, Mary J. Blige.
Girl, I can't.
Oh my gosh, she said the 60s. See, this is why a lot of people don't get me.
Oh, I don't get you?
No.
Okay,
these
whatever.
Are classical songs.
I know. I was vibing, though.
Yes.
I was vibing, but come on.
You didn't
I want ratchet music. I like hardcore rap music. Like, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you got to turn your ratchet off, though.
I
do you
know.
Ever turn your ratchet
yes,
off?
Yes, I do turn my ratchet off.
I'm talking about your music, though.
Yes, I turn my music. When
okay.
I'm cleaning up, I just let the iPod, I just let it play to whatever. Come on, I'm a passenger. When you're
we
the
have
passenger,
to, no. See, we have to discuss
no, 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 no.
this
we
too.
We have to discuss this.
This
right.
is something that
Check
came up
out.
on the road
okay,
trip.
Okay, guys, listen.
So we're going to take a poll, and in the comments, please let us know what you think is the right answer to this, because we have completely different opinions.
Okay,
on this.
Whatever. Listen, if I'm the driver and you're the passenger is the fucking DJ. The driver is the driver. You understand what I'm saying? Period.
Mm-mm.
You don't agree? You agree that the driver is the DJ?
Yes.
Hell no.
Who's doing
well,
the
I
work?
Well, I ride the drive.
Who's doing the work?
You supposed to just drive and chill.
How are you? How to chill on what? On what?
Just,
your vibe?
You could chill on
what
my vibe.
What if your music puts me to sleep and I crash
no,
the bitch?
No, bitch, that
exactly
was going to put us to sleep.
Do you understand
I
now?
I with somebody. Ugh.
Do you understand?
Whatever, okay.
The driver is the person that needs to be functioning. You could fall asleep.
Yo,
you could crawl in the back and go to bed.
Hold on, yo. You was functioning, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was functioning. I don't know what you tried to say, but I'm saying that the driver
okay.
needs to set the mood because you could fall asleep.
Nah, I ain't trying to fall asleep with nobody else driving me, boo.
Okay, we're not talking about like you. We're talking about general population.
Yeah, general population. I'm going in the back.
I would be willing to bet everything I own that people will say the driver chooses the music.
The driver could choose some of it,
no.
but I'm just saying
no.
the passenger is the DJ.
No,
you
the passenger
chill,
is
listen.
The navigator. That okay. is your job, to navigate.
All right, well, check this
out. We're going to take a poll. It's okay. Yeah, you might be right. Let's see
okay.
if you're right.
Listen, next time I'm going to have my headphones and I'm going to have gas mask.
That's all you got to do then. Climb in the back and take a nap and just let me get you home.
All right.
Just let me get you home on my own music. I gotta rap along to some shit
right.
while I'm driving. If I don't right. like what you playing, then I don't really feel like driving.
Hold on, yo, but you be liking my music too. You was the DJ like the whole fucking drive there and back.
No.
Can I pick a song?
You chose the music on the way there. I asked you.
I never even heard Ace Boogie. Wasn't you playing that?
Yes, I was playing. I asked you what you wanted to hear on the way there. You
and
said
I was,
Ratchet.
And I was open.
And I was playing all the hits, all the ratchet,
you play
everything.
Some music I didn't
and
never
then
heard.
When we started having a conversation about music, and I said to you, it's so crazy that this one artist don't get no shine, and
right.
I wanted to introduce you to him.
Right.
And you said, okay. And what? I played you some A Boogie songs. Then I went right back to the ratchet.
But what is ratchet?
The fun this ratchet. The music that we hear in the strip clubs mostly.
Hey, I like
See?
That.
See? And I had no problem with that. You were driving.
Listen, Sugar, I listened to Whitney Houston and Mary J. Blige and
just trying
Beatles
to help her,
and all that.
I'm just trying
okay.
to help her.
Right.
I'm just trying to help her,
but
y'all.
Yeah,
but she don't want my help. She don't want my help.
I don't listen to the Beatles, boo.
The Beatles? Damn. See what I'm saying? She's disrespecting.
But yes, we did
real
have a,
black
we had
women.
A, we had, oh my God.
You're disrespecting real black women when you compare them to the Beatles, Stacy.
Calm down.
Nah, you can't do that.
Anyways,
it's a
we had a great time. Orlando, thank you for the hospitality.
Orlando was fun.
It was
actually the club we went to was called Guilt Nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little ratchet hole in the wall spot that fucking lit up.
It was lit.
I had to hit the dance floor because our section was just
shoulder to shoulder.
Damn that, nigga. We was hip to hip too. I had on white jeans, motherfuckers spilling
drink,
blunt ashes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
White heels. I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually way too bougie to be up in here.
Right, but the little hole in the wall, it was lit.
It turned up. Once I got some weed, shout out to my connect. Once I got the kush and I didn't have to drink Jameson all night, then I was having fun and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
We would see the Magic play the Raptors. That was a good game.
It was a good game.
So overall, it was a good road trip. Would you road trip with me again?
Absolutely, long as you shit downstairs.
Oh, God. This bitch thinks that she could tell me to go shit in the community bathroom, like on the lobby level. Because she don't want to smell my shit on a road trip. It sounds like you need your own room next time.
I do. You
That's
know
probably
that.
What we gonna do.
I yeah, we're
separate
gonna do
rooms because you could then you can shit in peace. I could shit in peace, and we won't have these arguments. I brought spray and everything.
But yeah, your spray smelled good.
See,
but I still smelt you.
Listen, I never said it was gonna smell good.
But yeah, we had a great time. We had a great time.
So one of the topics that I can't go over everything that happened 2 weeks ago, but one of the topics that everybody wanted our opinion on is Safari's big ass, or you know, depending on your opinion of big ass or how Ooh. Your experiences are, penis.
Boom, 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 straight.
Did you hear of the women that were saying it's not that big? I don't understand
really?
What y'all tripping on. Why is that big to y'all? That's regular. I get that that size dick all the time.
Oh, them hoes ruined. If that ain't big, bitch, you're ruined.
Pussy ruined.
Pussy out ruined. Of
there.
Yes.
Did you see how the sick right curve it had?
Yo, it was like a hook.
A hook to the
yes.
right. To the right. It was pretty solid, thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't one of those thin, long ones. You know, those are annoying.
Right.
The thin, long, weak ones. Do you like thin, long?
Girl. I don't like thin.
thin, long. It was solid size girth with. It did have a couple of white. What was that?
Lotion, coconut oil.
Maybe he was beating it off. You know how you use if they use like lotion or oil or something, and when you're beating it, you know, you kind of get a coagulation of the juices a little bit.
Maybe a little pre-cum on the side. Come on, now.
Maybe that was an after cum video and a little bit splashed on the side. And I don't know if I didn't hear anybody else bring up that little white shit on the side.
Was it just us? I think it was just us because I'm like, hold up, what is that? First, I thought it was like a little bump.
I thought it was Nestle Crunch bumps at first.
Yeah.
Then I was like, who the fuck would post a video of Nestle Crunch bumps on their dick?
Right, right.
And I was like, no, it looked like a liquid. It looked like some drops of white, or creamy, cloudy, dishwaterish, kind of liquid on the left. So I look out and described all the way directly on the left, approximately 2 inches from the bottom of the shaft.
I am dead. Not the dick analyst.
Yeah, so do you think it was not?
I think he probably was whacking off and a little pre-cum got right there or something. It was something. It wasn't a bump or a ball. It was something.
It was something.
But get back to the size. That should have a bitch walking on crutches. I need a wheelchair. Man, something.
I thought it was, I mean, I guess we're all telling our business when we decide to say whether we think it was big or small. I thought it was huge.
I thought it was huge. Them hoes talking about.
I don't know what type
bitch,
of dicks.
That pussy is out of there.
If you could take Safari's dick like a G, like if you could let Safari go balls deep, you special. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe bitches' pussies is just special these days.
Like
and
ocean is fine.
Yeah, because I don't
got no walls.
She ain't got no walls. I don't know, but it was huge to me.
It was huge, girl. Hey, big head.
So many hey, big head comments in his did he shut down any of his social media or anything?
I have no idea. I don't follow Safari.
Mm-mm-mm. But that did keep with that the curve, the hook will black your eye. You better be careful. It come falling out your mouth. You know how sometimes when you suck your dick and it fall out your mouth.
Oh, that ain't falling out. That.
If it should fall out and you try to hop back on it real quick, boom,
punch you right in the eye.
Right in your eye. Oh, my God. Safari.
A right hook. Give you a right hook.
Safari, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We not upset about your video at all.
Shout out to Safari for that video.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, did you hear he did an interview afterwards and he talked about how Nicki used to emotionally and physically abuse him.
Really?
Yes. He said that she used to hit him and stuff.
Hit?
Yes, like physically hit him. And then he said that, like, let's say, like, she couldn't go out nowhere that day because it was just too much people out. She was like, I'm staying in. It's just, you know, she has to deal with a lot of paparazzi fans, all that shit. He said he could not go anywhere unless she was gone.
So hold on, bitch. I'm in the house. You stand in the house too?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how she was. Now, some people are saying that's the trade-off of being a kept man. Like, you got to just deal with the fact that she's the baller. She got the check. She's paying for your lifestyle, your everything. I mean, granted, I do hear that he wrote some of her songs.
But, I could believe it.
But do you think that it's fair? Because I know a lot of women, like perfect example. I know some girls that know their man is cheating on them. Mm-hmm. Flat out. They know it. They don't have like no, he's not like flat out fucking bitches right there in the house in front of them. But they know and they turn a blind eye to it because of their lifestyle and because of the way they live. Do you think that men should do that too?
No.
For women?
No.
You should be like, nah, if I'm not happy overall, nobody should stay around for the benefits of things.
Nah.
Even if you love them. Because some people say they really love the person.
Yeah, some people say they love, but damn, it's like you're going to be with this person. It's like you're not happy. Why waste your years? You can't get that time back.
Or those miles off your pussy.
You can't get that. Yeah.
Once you let it.
Right. It's like, why waste time? Some people stay together for the kids. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there's all different reasons.
It's different reasons. I mean,
but they had no kids, so it's kind of like I feel like him saying all this stuff. Like everybody wants to tell their story, and I'm a fan of people telling their story. But you can't complain about it when you was putting up with it. Like you was rolling with it. Now, whatever you was getting out of it, you was cool.
Like now you want to talk about it.
Like, it must have been cool because you was with her for a long time. I think you put up with it for a long time. And whatever you were getting, maybe it was worth it at the time.
But shit, she island. She used to slap that nigga up.
Yeah,
that's she crazy. Slapped that nigga
up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, for a quick second, I felt sorry for him. Like, oh. Then I was like, you know what? You kind of have to make decisions in your life whether you're going to deal with some shit or not.
But, you know,
and if you are, shut up and deal with it.
Right. You know, some dudes is just like girls. You know, some girls, they deal with it because the dude got money and he take care of her. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's in his case. She got money. She took care of him. He ain't want to get cut off. But until she cut him off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think. I don't have sympathy for him. I just think that's a bitch ass nigga if you let a bitch beat you up. Like,
I'm pretty sure she didn't beat him up. I mean, I'm pretty sure she probably smacked him, you know, here and there. But I don't know if she like blacked his eye or something. But he said she used to hit him all the time.
But did he hit her back?
I don't think he said he did.
That's crazy. But
hey, Safari, listen, I know the list done got long for Safari. Right. And you know, the reason is because it's a lot of weak dick out here.
Dick don't look weak.
It don't look weak at all. And you know, there's some big dicks out here that don't pack a punch, meaning like niggas just putting large dick in you and it's not doing anything.
Don't
any,
even
any
know
scare.
What to do with it.
I just got a feeling. Strap! What did he be saying? Strap! I think that nigga can get in there.
I think he know how to make love.
Safari, please don't tell me that dick is weak. I don't want no girls to come forward and be like, girl, but he weak.
But hold on. Don't you know somebody that knows somebody that smashed?
I do. And you bitch.
And what she said. Come on, bitch. This the juice.
I can't believe this for me.
Yes. This the juice, baby. Shit. How she said that was. You know, some girls talk about, you know, dicks and stuff. Me personally, I can't share my sexual things with, you know,
I share.
You know who to share it with.
Well, you know what it was, honestly, you know, obviously previous relationships is what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I've told my friends about dick that I didn't mind them pursuing. Oh. Like, it's some dick that I don't really mind if my friends have it after me.
Because
it's hard out here.
But no. I think that's disgusting. Why would you want to fuck after your friend?
I don't know why they want to fuck after me.
Yeah, that's
I'm
disgusting.
Just saying, like, I had relationships
that
were just, huh?
You have experienced that? Like, you used to fucked with a guy, and then your friend, you find out she went and tested it.
I think once, I know for sure, but right. There are probably more that I don't need to know about.
Right,
it.
Right,
it's more of a girlfriend code where I'm like, girl, because, you know, I have friends that be like, man, I just wish I had a nigga that could just blah, 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 blah,
right,
blah,
right.
And I'd be like, well, back in the day, I used to mess with so-and-so, and he could be good at that, so you might want to try him. I have passed on dick references in the past, yes, and I don't think it's a problem.
Not
for somebody I cared about or like I was like really loving and in a relationship
nah
with.
But I think it's just it's levels.
You feel like
shit.
Once it's yours, it's yours.
I think if you had sex with a guy, whether it's the past or present, no, I'm good.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people do feel like that. There's me personally, if I cared about him or if I really loved him,
whether you cared or not, I'm good.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
some women ain't like that.
Yeah,
some women don't mind our sloppy seconds.
Some women don't mind that.
I sloppy.
Yeah.
Seconds. But to get back to the subject, yes, I do have a friend that nailed Safari.
So how was it?
Let me just say, that was not the first time I've seen Safari's penis.
wait, hold on. Drop mic.
No, I had seen it before. She showed me. And yeah, he handling business.
That's what's up.
She say Safari handling business.
That's what's up. He looked like he know how to handle business.
Yeah. So you know, hey,
you know,
shout out to Safari.
Niggas.
Do your thing, dog.
Hey, big head.
I didn't even want to put it out there, but this is the juice.
Shout out to Safari.
Yeah. So Safari's gonna be just fine. But, what are some of these other things we're supposed to be talking about today? What do you want to talk about, Stacey? It's been 2 weeks. Like, what the fuck?
Well, somebody asked me in my DM, what's my favorite position?
Whoa.
Like,
what
damn,
is your favorite sexual position?
Yeah, sexual position. Like, why you ain't asked me what's my favorite food, my favorite color? Why you want to know what's my favorite position?
did you respond?
No, I didn't respond.
But you want to respond on the
but
juice.
I'm going to respond right now.
Oh, so they, basically what this message is telling you guys, if you hop in Stacey's DMs and ask her some questions, she might respond on the podcast.
Yes, I'm a bring it to the juice.
She going to bring it to the juice. Splash. So what is Stacey's favorite position?
My favorite position is holding my ankles. Can you picture that?
I just did.
You want me to demonstrate for you?
No, bitch. I saw you in Orlando.
Oh, yes.
If you didn't follow my Snapchat, this nigga Stacey was doing sex aerobics. I don't even know what these workout exercises was.
Mm-hmm. That position, you like hold it, bending all the way over, holding your ankles, but you got to have heels
on. So you on your back.
You ain't on your back.
You on your shoulders?
No, you standing up.
Oh, stand up.
Bending over.
Doggy style.
Holding your ankles. Yeah,
so this is like doggy style. Because you can hold your ankles on your back. You know that, right?
Yeah, you can hold your ankles. But like you're standing up and you bending all the way over holding your ankles.
And holding your ankles.
Yeah. And it's even better when you have heels on and your back is up against the wall. Guys, you're hitting nothing but pussy, nothing but walls. That right there is like...
Okay.
A fast come position in like 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay.
You feel me?
I just pictured it. Okay.
Girl, you a freak. Fix that face.
That's a tough position to be in, though.
No,
against the wall?
Yeah, you could be up against the
wall. What if he bigger than you and he smashing into you? You going to be hitting the wall.
He's supposed to be smashing into me.
So you going to hit the wall.
You up against the wall, so you can't move.
Man, I don't know if that's safe for me. I'm under 130 pounds these days.
Too.
I might fuck around and go into the wall.
No, you're not going to go into the wall.
But you got ass. You got a cushion, a big wagon back there.
I got a little something.
No bullshit. I have a little something.
And he's going to be hitting extra pussy.
He's going to be hitting bone on bone.
So there you have it. That's my favorite position.
Bending
all the way over, holding my ankles, something like face down, ass up. But I'm
that's
all
the way we
the
like
way up.
Some little Kim shit there.
Put some heels on too, ladies. It's extra sexy.
Put some J's on, y'all, so you can have some traction if this nigga goddamn slam you into this wall. Put some Kyrie's on. They got the good grip and the Kevin Durant's. Those are good too for sex, lady. Because when you got to grip the floor, because this nigga...
Splash everyone.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I'm going to ask you, what's your
shit.
Favorite position?
It's actually much simpler than yours.
you got to think about it.
Mine is, I don't know how to describe it. I call it a bass drum. The bass drum position is what I call it. If I say I need the bass drum for Bay, he know what that is.
Yes.
So that's just basically like a doggy style from the side, per se, in the bed. I'm a morning fucker, so I like to wake up and have sex.
I don't care what time of the day it is. I pull them pussy lips back and you come in immediately.
I'm done. I'm done. Did you say pull the pussy lips back? Oh my God. Yeah. So yours is better than mine. All right. I didn't give me as much detail, but mine is it's called the bass drum. It's a sideways doggy style kind of thing that
girl, whatever. Get into details. This is the fucking juice.
Okay,
yo.
Okay.
We can't visualize that.
Okay, in bed you spoon, right? Do you spoon your bae?
Absolutely.
So I have to sleep. I don't have to, but I sleep on my right side mostly when he's spooning me from behind.
Right.
So I'm laying on my right side. Boom. That side for you. And he's behind me. And this left leg
is up
in the air.
He's kind
of. It could be in the air. Yep. It could be wrapped around. It's a lot of ways this left leg.
Okay, the sideways spot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I kind of like, you know, a slight choke when it's happening. Type
kinky,
of thing, kinky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it doesn't really take that long from that position.
I know, that position too.
It's so
like
fast.
5, 4, 3, 2,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so that's the one for me. It kind of gets my day started the right way. Yes. You know, I wake up, you know, on my tippy toes, bouncing around the house, chipper, ready to cook every motherfucking thing in the refrigerator.
Yes. Shout out to all the women with them good walls.
Oh, God. Lord, but that's my favorite position. Any other questions that you had in your little DMs?
That's like the only thing they want to know. So people, what's really my favorite position? Like, there you have it.
Damn.
My favorite position gonna make you come quick. So
wait a minute. Come quick? Who cares if he comes quick? Do you care?
I don't. I've learned to not care. You gonna come quick. Period.
Yeah, but I be focused on me a lot.
That's selfish.
I know. And I'm okay with who I am.
Right. So it's like,
I'm okay with the woman that I've become. I'm selfish.
So it's like, you know what? I done came. Hurry up.
I'm done. I'm out. The same way they do us.
But
yeah.
Wait a minute. What if he ain't come yet?
You know what I mean? Good luck.
Bet you rolling over eating a box of cereal. What you doing?
I mean, sometimes I don't come. So, you know, it's a race, I feel like.
Girl. I mean, okay.
Sometimes I don't come. It's not about you every time. You know, some days it's about me. Some days it's about him. You know?
But you leaving the dude with a blue balls. You leaving your man with blue balls. Mm. Like, come on. You came and
he don't
come. So
that sounds selfish. What about if I don't come? Does he care that he left me with blue balls?
He going to have to make me come.
Mm-mm. I just grab a toy and finish it off. Sometimes it ain't about you. Sometimes the quickie is really about him getting that explosion real quick. He probably just had a wet dream. Mm-hmm. He needed to get that off. I'm here for that. That's what I married you for.
Okay.
Get that off. I'll take care of myself. That's one thing you know women will do.
Yeah.
We will take care of ourselves.
Right. That's true. Especially.
So they need to learn how to take care of themselves like we do.
I'm quite sure they know how to take care of themselves.
Trust. Right? They learn that real young. Before they ever gotten any pussy. They learn how to take care of themselves.
That is true.
Yes. So, do you want to get into these shows?
Yeah, let's get into these shows.
Wait. Before we get into the shows, I have to tell everybody about my trip to LA. After Orlando, I went to LA and I did a podcast with Brandon Browner, cornerback, a retired cornerback in the NFL. And the podcast just came out today. It's pretty dope. I like that he basically is telling everything.
Oh, I got to listen.
He's talking about everything that's happening. He wants people to know that, you know, the players aren't crazy. The players aren't full of shit. Like, there's a lot of things that people should know. If you're willing to spend your hard-earned money on the NFL, mm-hmm. I feel like you should know what you're really spending on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people like me, there's people like him and other podcasters that are going to give you a real version of the NFL and what it's really like to be in it or be around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that you guys support his podcast. It's Brandon Browner Unplugged. It's on iTunes, Spotify. It's pretty much everywhere. And it's on my page as well. If you want to click the link in my bio and on his page, bbrowner39 on Instagram. So shout out to another brother doing some big things. Yeah, so you want to get into these shows?
Yes, let's get into the shows. Which one you want to start on?
Love and Hip Hop Miami, because that's the one you like the least.
Throw the whole fucking show away, yo. You know what, Mona Scott, get at me. If you want some heat on your fucking Love and Hip Hop Miami show, hit me up. DM me, email me, go do something, because the shit is pretty boring. Me and what's his name? Barbie Lights. We could be sisters and brothers. We'll light the fucking show.
So you like Bobby?
I love. Hey, so, Bobby. Yes.
So you don't think Bobby was disrespectful when he shit on Trina on the podcast?
I don't think he shitted on her.
I don't think he shit. That was a wrong word.
I think she shitted on him by saying you is beneath me. Like, come on.
Yeah, she pulled the you is beneath me, and there's. So many people above her.
Yeah, that shit.
Like, I feel like the only people that can say you're beneath me are people that are up pretty high.
Right.
And Trina gotta humble herself right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you gotta humble yourself. You can't say somebody is beneath you. Like, come on. That shit was foul. That shit was crazy.
You don't think she went over? You think she went overboard? Because I think that she, I'm trying to look at it in her perspective. and think like she already, Bobby, now I know you love Bobby. I love Bobby too, but right. Bobby's a shit maker.
He is.
You know, he's a shit maker. And I think that Trina uses that as an excuse
right.
to not help him or not fuck with him. You know, I think there might be a little bit of that whole, I want to be the only star in the family
right, but
type
don't
of thing.
Say, you is beneath me. You would never make it. You can't say shit like that. You can't do that to people because guess what? What God give you, bitch, he could take it back.
Already was taken. I don't even know that he ever gave it back again. I mean, does Trina, they have an album out? Did they put out an album, her and Trick?
I don't know what's going on, but you can't say that. You got to humble yourself, Mom.
I feel like, you know, what she should have done, and this is something that I really have to commend Gucci on, because when Gucci got out of jail, this was the time where mumble rap was taking over, and when a lot of hardcore MCs, and please don't think I'm saying Gucci is a hardcore MC.
Right.
I think that when he came out of jail and people was like, all these other rappers are in your caliber, because Gucci was, you know, of rappers, regardless of you respect his swag and his right. rap game, he was right. up there. He's one of them niggas. He said, I'm doing music with all of them.
Right.
He was like, I'm going to embrace their movement. I'm going to embrace whatever they talking about, because nobody embraced me. Nobody wanted me. And I feel like Trina should know that from experience. She wasn't accepted at first.
Right.
You know, she came across a little bit too sexual. People didn't like, you know, Lil' Kim was one of the only people at the time, her and Foxy, that was doing the real X-rated controversial rap shit. So I feel like she should know what it's like to not be accepted early and need a help and need a boost.
Right.
And she didn't want to give Bobby a boost.
Yeah, but shout out to Bobby. Loving Hip Hop Miami. Throw the whole fucking show away. And I'm from Miami. I'm from the 305, born and raised. But they were supposed to represent. It's like Shay is representing. Where the fuck Shay from? Atlanta? She representing
on the show.
She not representing them hairdos, but
the wigs.
Them
be
wigs
weak
is
as fuck.
Ugly as fuck.
Yo, what's wrong with Shay's wigs?
I don't know.
I had a hashtag. I had wrote some notes. You know, I be taking notes when I watch the shows. And I dead ass wrote hashtag Shay's wigs.
Mm-mm.
And I was just like, okay, what are we doing here? I understand. Look, I swear to God, look, it's right there. Shay's wigs. I understand that we need to look good when we're on camera and everything. Right. But every wig don't look good.
That shit is
Does anybody ever just say, you know what, I'm going to wear my regular hair because this one's a bad wig? Or like, no? She just going to put on whatever. When they was working out, doing the workout video, and she had, it was a braid. She was playing with the braid, and it was like some bad edges.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mess. She was sweating.
It was ugly. Your whole... it's ugly. I ain't even got shit else to say. Throw the whole wig away.
It seemed like she just came on the show to fight, and then she tried to fight Trick's wife.
And I'm surprised because Joy know how to fight.
Joy was with the shits immediately, I could tell.
Joy know how to fight, girl. I that's just crazy. Throw the whole fucking show away. Recast.
Is there anybody on the show you like? I know you was like you liked Blondie. I'm off her now. She pissed me off.
Oh no, Veronica's still my baby mama.
She lost me this week. You know why? Because when she had her little spiritual journey, when she fell off her little bike and shit, bitch, I was with her. I was like, okay, we gonna be stronger. We gonna be better. We not gonna tear each other down. We not gonna let little shit get in our way. I really thought that she had, you know, had a moment where she was like going to be a better person.
But that girl with the fro, like,
she didn't do anything to her.
No, it don't matter. The hoe with the fro is, she just
annoying.
Annoying as fuck. And y'all was friends, and bitch, you talking shit about her behind her back, and this girl had your back. You know, Veronica had her back at first. I just feel like, what's her name?
Amara La Negra.
Amara, you're confused, baby. Find out, like, what are you? You know?
Is that a wig?
I don't know, Party City, I don't know, bitch, what kind of hair that is, but find out your identity. What are you? Are you black, Cuban, black, Hispanic?
She said she both.
What are you?
She a black Spanish
girl.
It's
like she's making a big deal out of it, bitch. Throw the whole fucking storyline away. I'm sick of
but
hearing
you don't
this
think,
every
but
episode.
But you don't think Veronica looked a little petty and jealous this week, though, for
no.
real? She honestly,
how?
Because, okay, the dude, what's the dude's name that took Amara to the damn radio station?
I don't know. Hollywood. And I think his name
yes.
is Hollywood.
Hollywood yes. took her to the radio station, got her song played. And I was like, okay, this is a moment that I can respect.
Right.
Squash the beef. Let's get to the money. Let's get a song out there. And then the next week they get into this argument outside. And he says, I can't work with Amara La Negra because she came out and she want to fight and be ignorant and ghetto at this industry event and then turns around and hugs Veronica for doing the same shit the next week.
But him and Veronica, don't they mess around?
See, now I don't know that.
I thought they, you know, started hitting it off or something. So maybe he rolling with his higher lip.
But then you can't just say something like somebody being ratchet and ghetto and fighting at an industry party. And then she jumped on a goddamn picnic table, climbing across trying to fight.
But it wasn't at a party.
It doesn't matter. It's in public and there's cameras there. Like, it's all an embarrassment.
No shit. Camera's going to be everywhere if you're filming.
So what's the difference between what Amara did and what Veronica did?
Well, she should have snatched Amara wig off.
Look, you just on Veronica's side. I like Veronica.
I don't care. Throw the whole fucking...
I like both of them, and I think that they were both wrong. They both need to grow up.
Where is Brian McKinney? I need to see more of Brian McKinney.
We're not getting no Brian McKinney. You need more Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
Girl, he is childish. Gonna not give Joy that damn divorce. Talking about she can't be happy without him. How he gonna have a divorce party? And then say, no, I'm not getting divorced. That doesn't even make any sense. It's a lot of men out there like that, too.
Yeah, that don't want to sign them papers.
That don't want to see a bitch happy without them.
Right.
You ain't fucked in 4 years. What you want, Trick? What do you want, Trick? Let her go. Let that little chocolate almond joy go.
Yes.
That almond joy ready to
burst.
But
she should have fucking punched the shit out of Shay.
I think she tried to.
Mm-hmm.
Shay tried to fight her. Like, she don't have no loyalty to you. She don't got to not tell somebody she saw you on a date.
But who they fighting over? Girl, Pleasure P?
No, bitch. Joy's not fighting over anyone. Joy's just fighting to let you know you can't try me, bitch.
Right.
Shay is upset that she feels Joy snitched on her, that she was on a date with Lil Scrappy. First of all, it's a camera right there, bitch.
Right.
What you thought, that Pleasure wasn't going to see you on the date with Scrappy?
I know, but you know how those storylines go.
It's childish. Bitch, you the snitch. Like, bitch, I didn't snitch on you. I just seen you on a date with a nigga that said you was his girl. And I said, oh, I would have said the same thing, especially if I was trying to fuck Pleasure.
Right.
Bitch, it's no rules in this game.
Ain't
now.
No rules.
Bitch. Your dick is officially available.
Right.
And bitches want to make sure that they, you know, push off any other potential pussy that he might run back into.
Right.
But hating.
Right. Shay, she's trying to mark her spot for next season, but Come to one of my girls so you can get your hair done. They gonna have you looking right for next season.
Shay, you got a nice body.
You're not ugly. You're cute.
But them wigs, bitch, them shits look like wigs.
You from, I don't know, what the fuck.
It just look like she be getting them from Kiafa people or something. I don't know. Those shits is bitch, weak.
Not the split in bundles.
We did say her wigs be having split ends.
Overprocessed. Fuck out of here with that Thailand shit, ho.
Oh my God. So let's talk about Malik and Jeffrey.
I just found out that Jeffrey is JT Money's son. They look exactly alike.
Who that? So I knew that a little bit because I'm from LA, but they broke up because I want to get your opinion on this because I know how you are. You're territorial, so you probably agree with this.
Very.
So let's say a friend of yours, we're not even going to put it in relationships. Let's say a friend of yours, we have a situation. We're going to bring our personal situation into this,
yeah,
okay?
Let's go.
So me and you and our little Indian friend that just had a baby.
Yes.
So we had a little triangular issue going on or whatever. Mm-hmm. If she did something to you and you fell out of that friendship with her,
mm-hmm,
and then me and you are friends, mm-hmm, and you tell me like, oh, what this person did, blah, 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 blah. And then one day you go back and decide you want to support her. Should I be mad?
No.
I shouldn't be mad. Is it different when you're in a relationship?
That's totally, you gotta say it like as if I'm in a relationship with this person. Nah, that's because all of us friends.
Okay, you know? so the relationship makes a difference. So you feel like if you break up with somebody, let's say you break up with somebody and
I broke up with Tom.
Right. You got with Dick.
Right.
Okay. And Tom has an album release party and you guys are just And you just trying to be cool because you and Tom had a bad breakup. Y'all just trying to be cool. Do you think that it's okay for you to support that person?
I ain't going to go support that fuck boy. Absolutely not. Fuck out of here.
What does it mean when you do that? Does that mean that you want them?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think he still want Bobby?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Bobby is that bitch.
But Bobby don't got no money.
It don't matter. You don't got to have no money. Bobby must got some good coochie or some mouth or something.
Because I think that that's what something Bobby was saying, that old boy was a trick, and that's why he's with him.
Right.
Do you think that's why Jeffrey is with him? Because he got money to take care of him?
Absolutely.
So you think he going to be with Bobby for the dick and with Malik for the trick?
I think Bobby bottom. I don't think he top.
Same thing. Same thing to me.
But I wouldn't... I wouldn't go support him.
So Malik was right when he felt like, nigga, yeah, why is you even going to support him?
Some type of, I would have slapped the shit out of him. You going to support who?
I think there might need to be a little time.
Right.
Time to pass before you could, like, start supporting the ex.
Yeah,
maybe.
Not yet. And why we and couldn't then, go. Right,
yeah, why they should have went together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty standard. But the fight they had, standing over the car, this is so childish.
He told me I should jump up. I'm like, they
why did Malik get so crazy right there?
He did.
It was scary.
His eyeballs.
Yeah, that was bucked out of his head. It was almost like he forgot he was on camera. Like he was, this is acting, nigga.
He was so mad. Like he wanted to choke that bitch. That's how I felt when that hoe threw that drink on me. Oh, and by the way, we off topic, but I'm moving back to motherfucking Stonebrook.
Oh, shit.
I'm putting my Parkland house on the market.
Stacey is coming back to Stonebrook. Do you guys know what this means?
Every time.
There will be a security guard at Kiafa's house.
I don't give a
the
fuck.
The minute that truck pull up with your furniture, she is not fucking with you.
Fuck, but I know big girl better not let me see her. I ain't going to go on that side, but I'm going to go in the middle of the street. Bitch, you threw a drink on me when I was pregnant. Oh, ho, you going to see me.
And this is why I ain't no season two, I believe.
You're going to see
These
me.
These hoes don't want to see the part two of
what's
what?
That hoe name? She going to see me.
Who? The wildebeest?
What her name? The dry wig.
Carmina?
Hoe. Yeah, you're going to see me,
the
bitch.
The wildebeest.
You're going to be scared to come in the gate. Bitch, I'm coming back to
Stonebrook. I cannot wait to see you over here.
Hide your dog face ass wife.
Maybe Vic will move back in since you back.
I'm going to be the new millennial Miss Parker, bitch.
Miss Parker.
Hey.
You're going to be watering your grass.
Yep, watering the grass. Like, and I got a whole lawn service, people.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so throw Love and Hip Hop Miami away until they get some real
shit.
Throw
that shit away. Holla at me, Mona Scott.
Yeah. Next show, Love and Hip Hop New York. They had the reunion.
They did.
And I know you had some issues with Remy.
I don't have no issues with Remy, but I don't think she the queen. La Mama was like, why she was coming for the little girl? I understand don't send threats, because when you send threats, bitch, you're going to get beat up.
Yes.
I understood where she was coming from. But when you saying, Ma, you 4 feet, you little. Okay, we know she little.
No, she was trying. Those are warning signs.
Yeah, that is warning signs. I mean, she had looked like Sailor Moon. I know she little. I know. I understand that. I don't care.
I think that Remy was basically saying, like, it's a lot of bitches that could
beat you up because you little.
Because you're little, not just because of anything else.
But you know what? Size don't matter,
yeah, it does.
Though. Sometimes size don't matter. You don't know. Lil Mama probably could beat somebody up. You don't know.
I'm saying it plays a bigger part in what you really, because I feel like as far as like me personally, like I'm 5'8", which is to regular people, they think I'm tall, but I'm really not. But I know that a lot of fights when I was growing up, I wouldn't fight smaller girls than me because I know I'm going to walk this hoe.
Right, but you don't know
I
that.
Do be knowing. You know why I walk so many of them little hoes that I was like, this ain't even right. It's not even like fair. It's not
out.
Fun.
Them little bitches.
I haven't seen, and I'm strong too, so right. That's different.
And you got long arms.
Yeah.
Too.
So I just, I felt like Remy's a big girl. Like I feel like Remy
but
could
she
lay.
She wasn't trying to fight
no,
Remy.
No, I'm saying this doesn't matter. Those are the type of bitches, they finna get their friends at that size to come mop you up.
Right, right, right.
I'm that's what she was saying. You're going to get jumped by some big bitches.
Ain't no rules in fighting.
None.
Period.
Especially if you tell a bitch you're going to beat her ass on sight. That's right. Why I used to get into so many fights, because girls used to say disrespectful shit to me. And I take it serious.
Right. You're supposed to. Yeah. There's no fucking rules in fighting.
Yes.
That's why I was brought
and
up.
And I felt like it was good advice. I felt
no,
like it
was
good
advice.
But
when she was like, I'm going to listen to you because you're the queen. I don't think Remy
That's
is the queen.
That's what she thinks, though. She called Remy the queen. You know what she is the queen of? That motherfucking show when it comes to rappers.
She is.
She's the bitch that if you really trying to get up out of there, like if you trying to pull you a Cardi B, you might want to hang on to Remy's fucking coattail, because I don't think any of the rest of them are going anywhere. What's the dream doll girl? Mm-hmm. I think she has talent, but she's fucking up her talent because she want to fight.
Yeah.
None of y'all hoes is taking Cardi's advice when she told y'all she got, you can talk about all that shit, but don't put your hands on nobody because then it's over with.
Right.
Talk, rap about it, rap about beating bitches' asses. Don't actually do it because you're going to lose a check and you look stupid.
Right.
And I feel like everybody on that show is little. the dream doll got the biggest ass, but Mariah Lynn is little. Mm-hmm. Brittany, was that her name?
Yeah.
Bree is little. Soda Pop, Chicken Noodle Soup is little. all them hoes are little. Now, the crazy one, what's her name?
Cayenne.
Cayenne,
I like her.
Ain't little. Mm-mm. She crazy.
She is.
She crazy. He need to get rid of her. She's so pretty, but she...
Why is she crazy? Because she speaks her mind?
No, because everything is a fight. You can speak your mind without it turning into a fight.
Because she told the girl, I'm going to make your eye match your hair.
Yeah, see, it's like everything she talks about is a fight.
Because the girl harassing her on social media.
Harass her back. Why is it a fight? This is social media. You don't got no bars. If you don't got bars, then just say you don't got bars.
Throw the whole fucking show away. Come on, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Y'all bring
Wait,
it.
Wait, we ain't. Are we already done?
I'm done with it.
No, we have who to talk about, We have to talk about Mendici's mama, nigga. Fuck you.
Oh.
No, nigga. Did she get up and do that spin with that white dress on, girl, that blonde wig, bitch? You cannot tell her nothing. She was eating them oysters from the nigga, and then they was like, and then Mendici's did the little call in, and he was like, the nigga got a bitch at home, and mom said, he is the player, I'm the coach. Nigga, I ran and dapped the TV when she said that shit. I said,
mama,
you know what?
Off the chain.
You got to give her props. She came to be a star. She want to keep her spot on the show. She done figured out if she harassed the shit out of Yandy, which I'm enjoying tremendously, by the way. And then it's like Mendici's is keeping it real. Like, okay, so I can kind of relate to a little bit of Yandy on this, where Mendici's was talking about her shorts is too little, her outfit's too little. She looked like she's auditioning for the video. Now, I can get why he's saying that because he's in jail.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's in jail, so when she putting that outfit on, he don't get to smack that ass while she putting on. Like, go ahead, boo, drive him crazy and bring that ass home to me.
Right.
Because that's kind of how it happens here. But he's in jail, so he probably thinking, like, who the fuck is she putting that on for? Who the fuck? You know, like, he probably wondering, like, why you want to look sexy when I'm not out?
Shit, and that's to keep it sexy.
No, he don't think so at all.
Right, of course. No nigga would think.
And I feel him. He's in jail, like, bitch. I feel like if my man was in jail, I would do the bare minimum to piss him off if I was really trying to keep him.
Right.
And if the outfits are bothering him, you might want to tighten it up, because Yandy do be a little out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but your nigga is in jail.
And you don't know who coming to see him, too.
Ooh.
So, do I got a good point?
He can't fuck, though.
Absolutely. Yes.
They
people
can fuck
in jail?
How?
Yes. Man, sometimes
I went on a jail visit, so it was.
But that's
10 people in the room.
Yo,
with us.
They make time to fuck.
How?
Trust me. Those guards, you don't know. Like,
oh, you talking about him fucking somebody in a jail?
No, he could fuck
a visitor.
Hell. Yes, I know people that was in jail and they fucked their people. Yes, it could happen.
Is this a different type of jail
no,
system?
But you could get down with the guards, you know?
Okay, I know the guards. I know everybody fucking the guards.
Yo,
but your visitors is no way. I've been in that visiting room.
Listen.
Ain't nobody fucking
in
there, dog.
Let's put a poll.
Can you
fuck in jail?
I want to know if you can fuck your visitors.
It happened before.
I know that if you're married and you have what's considered a conjugal visit.
Okay.
But that's not, that's married. You have to actually be married to
have
a conjugal.
Man, the laws change. Your cousin Trump in the chair, so you don't know what the fuck is going on.
I need
to
know.
But you can fuck in jail.
I need to know what the hell is going on here. But anybody else you want to talk about? I know you want to move on. You want to move on from every goddamn show. Real Housewives of Atlanta. So this didn't come on Sunday.
It didn't.
It skipped. I think it was because of the Oscars.
Right. The boring Oscars.
The boring fucking Oscars.
Leave Portia alone. The fuck? Why y'all keep messing with my baby mama? Marlo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Marlo came for Portia.
She did. What's the problem? They got beef for Portia.
I think that that whole Candy situation with Portia, I really am bothered that everybody feels like Portia has to like bow down because she believed something that her good girlfriend told her. Like, Stacey, if you told me somebody says something and I decide to believe it immediately without getting facts or proof or whatever, then that's what I did. Right. Because it's not like it was a stranger on the streets that came up to her and said, hey girl, I heard a rumor that Candy says she tried to dope you to fuck you. That was somebody who was Candy's best friend too that told her. So once she figured out that it was a lie, she apologized and she's trying to move on. But why they won't let her move on from it?
I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, damn, y'all need a storyline? Leave her the fuck alone. Okay, it is what it is. Candy, if you don't want to talk to Portia, be her friend. Don't say shit to her.
I think she just mad because Candy, that Portia didn't get him the threesome. I think that's what Candy issue is.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
So Portia turned down a threesome?
I don't know if she turned it down. I don't know anybody that would want to fuck Todd, to be honest with you. I mean,
I don't.
He does nothing for me. Like, nothing.
I fucked Candy all. Before I fucked Todd. Can we just leave Todd out of the picture?
Yeah. We definitely can. But I feel like, you know, obviously Portia, like a lot of women, like bitches too. Candy definitely likes girls.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure they had some rendezvous of their own and that just didn't turn into anything else. So I feel like there might be some bitterness between them. But I still, for the life of me, can't understand why Candy can't get over it. Like, why are you still mad?
Get over it. Phaedra is long gone off the show. You know, y'all just have a good time.
Yeah. And I talked to Portia. I asked her, does she talk to Phaedra? They don't really talk anymore. Right. Like, the friendship is not there anymore. So why is it that you can't see that she saw that somebody said something about you that wasn't true? She apologized because she took it as Bible. Mm-hmm. And we've moved on.
Right. But what's Marlo be?
Marlo need to stay on the show. And I thought that Portia with the fan was very appropriate.
It was.
I thought it was extremely appropriate because the bitch was breathing down her neck the whole time.
The whole fucking
I would have needed some space.
That would have ended in a punch.
If
for
she would have snatched my flag, I would have definitely left hooked her right
she
there.
She would have got punched.
Yes.
Punched
and that show, it would have been so bad because then it's like a fight now. Now we might get arrested internationally. Mm-hmm. So don't snatch nothing. Like, I get it. Dave brought up Portia snatching a little thing from Kenya. And I'm like, it's one thing for somebody to be trying to tell you to back up off of them and leave them alone and leave them alone. Marlo was antagonizing her.
She was.
Harassing her.
Yeah.
And I was just like, mm-mm.
Yeah, but that with Kenya with the bullhorn.
No, she had the what is that thing called? Scepter, I think.
Oh, but she did have something she was talking.
Oh, she had that too, yes.
Kenya would have got it too.
Yeah, it's like people. I swear, Kenya would have been the first ass I beat on this show.
Straight
like
up.
I'm talking about, I need somebody to beat her ass immediately.
It's like people, they could dig and dig and dig, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you retaliate, oh, you crazy.
You can
use
anger management.
You crazy. You anger management. Bitch, fuck you and your mama. How about that?
Okay. Okay, goddamn.
Yeah.
Heavenly.
Yes. Hey, Dr.
Here
Heavenly.
You go.
But yeah, no, for real, like people would dig. I get it a lot. You know, well, mm-hmm. on the show, dig, dig, dig. But as soon as I retaliate, as soon as I drop Chanel out the pussy, ready to film the next day, hoes want to call a meeting.
Yeah, they want to talk.
They want to meet.
Call VH1.
Even the husbands want to meet.
The husbands want to meet up because Stacey done had her baby.
Stacey had done dropped this baby out that pussy the next day. I was ready to film. Where y'all hoes at? Who going to throw a drink on me? Bitch, what? Security at your door, bitch? I don't give a fuck.
That bitch has security at her house after you had
pregnant,
your baby.
I'm pregnant, bitch.
Don't hit me. I'm pregnant now. I'm pregnant. Then shut the fuck up.
Like your nigga told you. How many times you gonna say that? We know you pregnant. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
That was so funny when Vic said that to her.
Yeah.
It was so much shit
he
that just wasn't
aired.
He
wanted to choke her. He wanted to choke that bitch.
You know what? He probably would have choked her if we wasn't all in that room.
I know that ride home, bitch.
Ride
you got
home.
Slapped up.
That wig was.
Big ass eyeballs. They're like, you got gray disease.
He
bitch.
Lit a torch to that wig, I know, on the way home. But that's why I fuck with Vic, for real. Like, even though he worked for Fox, you know, I don't fuck with that. But he has always been a real nigga. From day one, he just always been a real nigga. When I seen him check her ass like that.
Because he didn't believe. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you,
he
she
thought
had
we was
those
all lying.
People.
She set that
she
nigga
had
up.
All them
thinking that the producers wanted us to talk about the dog situation. No, ho, you wanted me to talk about the dog situation. You wanted me to get your husband
in
served
trouble,
on
papers.
TV, served
it's
papers
a lot
like I was
know.
Finna sue him. Girl, you dirty. You dirty and your wig line dirty with split ends. And I'm coming back to Stonebrook, so get used to seeing my pretty ass face. All my bad friends coming over, too. We going to throw a party in the front yard, bitch.
And keep in mind, they live literally, their front doors face each other in our gated community.
Yes.
So this bitch, I'm going to be over there every day like, what's tea, bitch?
What's tea? Mm-hmm. Come over there in your bathing suit.
I will. You know I will. I don't think I'm Vic's type, though.
Shit.
Anybody can fuck
listen.
Vic is available.
Girl,
Vic is available.
If Vic smashing that hoe, you're definitely his type.
Damn.
Don't get it twisted. So back to.
We was talking about Real Housewives. Are we still talking about that? You wanted to talk about the roach situation. First of all, we were supposed to have Kim Zolciak on.
I know.
Today, I'm about to text her while we on air right now, matter of fact, and see, be like, Kim, is you ready right now? But the roach situation. So I finally saw like the video of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was an afterthought. I think it was like a retaliation. What she posted.
Exactly.
Yeah. And whose side are you on still?
I'm still rolling with Nene. Even though I don't like Nene, guys, don't get it twisted. But I just think that was very vindictive. Yeah.
It was low. I'm going to text Kim another time. So when we actually get have some set questions and everything for the next week's, hopefully, if you show up.
Girl, not the shade. Bitch.
Let's move on to our favorite show, Married to Medicine, which weak last week.
It was.
So boring. Let's go back to the week before first, because there were some things that took place that we didn't really talk about. And Heavenly had a spiritual advisor. You remember her spiritual advisor? She cracks me up. She be getting Heavenly together.
You talking about the pastor's wife? They had a show.
Yeah, they did?
Yeah, they had a show on, was it Bravo or We or something? The lady, she's a pastor's wife.
I like her. Yeah. She has a way of really getting to Heavenly. Like, she can explain things to her. Like, because I couldn't believe Heavenly didn't understand why it was rude for her to not answer any damn questions.
That wasn't rude.
Like, you can't do that. But Heavenly had a come to Jesus moment, and then she had the race reveal party, which I thought was really good.
Right.
I thought it was cool. And then Eugene called them niggas.
Oh, that's what he said. I thought he said bitches, but listen.
No, he said y'all acting like a bunch of niggas.
Dr. Heavenly was like, hold on now, I ain't been arguing with you. But guess when she did her confessional, she was like, yo, bitch ass.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, that's my dog.
But do you think he was wrong?
Yeah. Well, they do act like a bunch of bitches. Like
they
always
act like niggas too, though. Like they want to fight over every little thing.
Everything. And how Toya and Quad got into it.
Yeah, of all people. But I think that I got upset. I don't think I'm going to like Contessa.
Contessa, this show first and last season, boo boo.
I don't like Contessa for one because
you say her name like that.
Because Heavenly say it like
Contessa.
Contessa for one because she's on, what's her name? She's on Jackie's side in the Curtis situation, so I'm off her on that.
Right.
And talking about it was selfish, like bitch, you just quit your job
right.
for the same thing Curtis is begging for time.
Right.
So you think it's cool to quit your job to give your kids time, but not your husband? Like, really? That don't even make any sense. And that's why I'm like, does she even think about that? Like, at all? Like, bitch, you crying saying you missing your kids' recitals. You missing cooking dinner for them.
Oh, bitch,
this nigga needs some
nothing.
Pussy. Curtis yeah. needs some pussy, bitch. He is dick sucked. He needs somebody to rub them balls, you know, on a long day of coaching basketball. You know what I'm saying? Nigga come in. The players wasn't listening to him. They lost. This nigga need his balls hummed on from
yeah,
time
Jackie,
to time.
Go ahead and touch them ankles. Pull
and you come up in here charting and shit off work. Been working for 12 hours already. And this nigga boiling on the inside. Like, I don't understand how Contessa can't see that.
Contessa, this is your first and last season.
And then
she's boring.
And then she bought, see, this is my thing. Like, I feel like the book that she tried to buy, shit, what's his name? What's Toya's husband's name?
Dang, what
is Eugene.
Eugene, yes.
She bought Eugene a book on the word nigger. Did he say nigger? Or did he say nigger? Because there's a difference, bitch. Contessa, don't act like you don't know the difference between nigger and nigger. There's a difference.
Girl, they beeped it out. I don't know. That's why I thought he said bitches.
No, it's nigger. And to me, she going to say, she giving him a book. Now, first of all, we're going to get into this black party in a minute. But to me, you don't give somebody a disrespectful gift at their party.
Right. That's true.
That's grounds for an ass whooping.
Right.
If you really want to address the situation, do it separately. So I don't, because if I was Toya, you would have got disrespected right on sight.
Slapped that book out of Chris' hands so fast, bitch. Fuck out of here. Give it to your mama, bitch.
She brought this book to be disrespectful. And I was like, see, that's the problem. Everybody want to. You say you want it to be a teachable moment where you want to educate him on it, but you want to disrespect him at the same time.
Exactly.
You're weak. You're weak. That was rude.
Do her husband talk? Like, I don't even remember. Does he talk?
He doesn't really talk. He is a little quiet. And I don't know if that's bad. That might be a good thing. Because what if he has nothing to say? Like, whatchamacallit's husband don't be never have nothing to say. What's the,
Oh, Dr. Simone?
No, Mariah.
Mariah husband. Aiden don't, he haven't been talking this
season.
Because
he don't have nothing to say. He don't need to say nothing. He's so corny to me. He's so weird and corny. And he need to be with her because
he used to talk a lot.
Yeah, but it was worthless. All things he said was useless information. Mm-hmm. And he lie all the time.
He do?
Yes. He always lying. That's why I'm like, shut up. But Contessa, get out of here, okay? Don't be trying to be rude.
Right.
I was trying hard to like you. You're going to talk about somebody disrespecting you, but then you're going to come and put the disrespect at somebody's party. Now, this black party, out of the black, or in the black, the black party, we all know that Eugene and Toya don't know how to handle their money.
They don't.
They are terrible at finances, but we all have issues.
Right, we all have
issues. Now, do you think that they should have had a black party because they are out of the red? Isn't that hustling backwards?
I don't think they should have had a party.
No.
But maybe the network threw the party.
It doesn't matter. We're watching and we're judging you.
I don't think they should have had a party.
And we all know that the network doesn't pay for all the party. I learned that.
Oh, yeah. That's true. They don't.
They do not. You have to come out of your own pocket
for it. But check this out. Bravo is... What day on Bravo is different from VH1?
Yeah, but I'm not just talking about ours. I'm talking about other people's, too. And I know that they don't pay for everything all the time.
Well, no. I don't think
I just feel like it looked poor in taste. Whether you pay for it or not, I feel like you're not taking your debt seriously.
Right.
It's a joke. And... to me, everybody want to keep up with the Joneses. I get it.
And
it's
think
cool.
That's ridiculous. No, that's not cool.
But look at how her man
is
got high blood pressure and shit now from this shit. Like I would see that and be like, I don't even want him stressing like this no more. I told you I would have went and got a job if I was her. I would have just to take some pressure off of him. Because it's like, damn.
He's killing himself.
He's killing himself.
It is a lot. Because my sister, she works in the ER. You heard her the other day on the phone. But it's a lot working in the ER, saving lives. I mean, what kind of doctor is he?
He's an ER doctor.
So it's a lot.
It's a lot. And he's doing double shifts to get them out of debt. And then you're going to throw a party. And they're going to have all fried food at the party.
And they're going to have this lady singing. Throw
her ass in the pool. It was clapping and shit. I was like,
girl, ugh. That last episode was whack. I don't care what
it
you
It was
say.
Funny to me. It was funny.
And then Quad and her husband, they might as well just...
At least he brought up the elephant in the room, finally, which was the goddamn baby.
Yeah.
He brought that shit up. And that's what it all runs back to.
Right. And it's about time. He's
4 years
up
ago, he was bringing up to her why we ain't had no kids yet. 4 years ago. And she talking about, it ain't time. We need to get things together. First, she was talking about a career.
Right, right.
Now that that's happened, now she's talking about more coins, more life, more career, more everything. And I'm just like, no.
She don't want him.
She don't want him, do she?
She don't want him. Give Eugene to a nice young lady that's going to have a baby from him and, you know, be the...
And love that little high-pitched voice of his. I bet you when he be coming, it be so awkward. I bet you Quad be like, I'm not fucking this nigga no more. He got a high-pitched nut sound. Oh, my God.
Yo, you crazy.
Neither one of them want to be the bigger person in their marriage, it seems like, too.
It don't. It's like tit for tat.
And that's why. That's how come I know it ain't going to work, because if I feel like, and I'm not saying babies solve all the problems, but I think the reason that she's getting what she's getting is because he's not getting what he gets. Right. If she would have had a baby, I feel like this nigga would have been on bended knee. Whatever she want to do. Okay, you want to do this? Okay, okay, mm-hmm. okay. But when a nigga realize you ain't really fucking with him like that, like you don't want to have a baby, that means like commitment. That's a different kind of commitment than marriage.
That is.
I don't care what nobody say.
And I bet if he, you know, be with somebody else, that hoe gonna get pregnant immediately. Yeah.
Have one of them big waterhead kids come right on out and she gonna be salty. But maybe not. Maybe she want to be single.
Maybe not, yeah.
So they be having some of the dumbest arguments.
I think the relationship is over.
Did you see him fall on the floor and have that seizure?
Girl, I was dying. Like, he just like, girl, whatever.
Nigga, that was funny to me. That was funny. Yeah. That was funny to me. Did you see Toya said Quad needed a job?
Mm-hmm. And Quad laughed. I thought Quad had a job.
She has one now.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't before. She didn't have one before, and I feel like, because he's not really a
psychiatrist,
so his right. check is different. It's a different check, and it's not like everybody else, but at least they don't have kids.
Right.
They don't have a lot of responsibilities, right. and they seem to live a pretty
decent life.
Right, like, they're not, right. like, over the top for their budget and all that kind of stuff.
Right. But I think Quad is over the top. I mean, she like the nice things, the nice quads, the nice this, the nice that, so...
That's gonna fall off. That's gonna fall off once she realized that he probably gonna leave. What do you think about Jackie letting Curtis move back in, but he gotta sleep in the downstairs bedroom?
I agree.
Downstairs bedroom?
Hell yeah, bitch! You a fucking guest.
This is how I know I am not woman.
Listen,
I am not woman. I am man.
Listen,
I ain't finna have my dick in the house and not get it.
Guess what? I'ma come slide in your downstairs bedroom. Fuck your brains out and
then what's the go purpose? Back. Then what's the purpose?
It don't matter. Guess what? That's a lesson. He went and fucked a whole lady that wrote a book. So yeah, you sleep downstairs.
I feel like it's a waste of time.
It's not a waste of time.
I feel like
it. That's kind of kinky, though. That ain't no waste of time. You know, they could role play, you know.
Nah, just let the nigga come back. Either he back or he's not. I ain't with the bullshit.
Nah, let his ass stay down there for a month or two.
A month or two?
A month or two.
That's how I know I'm not woman. And she don't want to fuck him. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Maybe she's not into him. You ever thought about that?
Yeah, I have, actually. She should let him go.
She should. I don't know why she took him back.
Because I don't know how she could just be in that house all those years and not want to come home. Like how you not want to come home?
I'd be wanting to come home, baby.
Like, even if it ain't for him, just to be home.
Right.
Like, is she running from him? And it's like, what's more important?
I think it's something more than what they're showing us.
Between them?
Yeah, it has to be something. It has to be. It has to be.
You think Jackie like girls?
Did I say that?
Jackie eating box.
You never know.
Jackie eating somebody's box.
She eating them guts all day, every day, you know?
Just never
and
know.
You know a woman knows how a woman like to be felt.
Mm-hmm. This I know. Mm-hmm. I done sat on, you know what?
You what?
I'm done sitting on my friends' faces. It's over. I done learned my lesson, y'all.
Hold on. You sitting on friend faces?
No comment.
This the juice. We're going to wrap this up.
We're going to wrap this show
you
up.
You sitting on your friends' faces?
No comment.
That shit is illegal.
We'll save that for next
week. We need to bring her on a podcast.
No comment. I didn't say it was currently happening. No comment. I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah, ain't nothing wrong. I think that Jackie might need to figure out if she really want to be there, too.
She needs to figure it out.
It don't seem like she want to be there. Quad and Gregory need to break up. The reunion is tomorrow. The first part of the reunion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's tomorrow. Did you see when Simone said Cecil is full of shit?
I like Dr. Simone.
I do too, but what the fuck is going on with her and Cecil?
I don't know. Do you think that reality shows break up marriages?
No, I think they highlight the problems in the marriage. I think that if you have some problems that you are not dealing with,
right,
I think they will eventually surface on reality TV because you will eventually let your guard down. Mm-hmm. You have a natural guard to protect personal things in right. your relationship when you're doing a reality show. I've done it, so I've learned that. But as time goes on, your guard naturally falls down. And right. then you start to show those busted windows in your house. You know, somebody threw some rocks in them windows, bitch. And now we're seeing them because you got comfortable on this show. And I think that they have a money issue. I think the biggest part of their issue is that Simone, the female, is the breadwinner. And mm-hmm. it's not a situation where like Jackie and Curtis, because Cecil is kind of like the, he's retired. He coaches, right. but it's like, you know, just so he's not bored. Cecil is like a hustler. Cecil is like out here. I'm trying to get a bag too.
Right. Like, I like Cecil.
Yeah.
Though.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that that intimidates him and it bothers him that Simone is the breadwinner. Bread yeah. And so I think that's where
but
their
issues
are.
You don't
are.
Think that will intimidate it? Any guy when their wife is the breadwinner?
I don't think it should. I think that we all have a place, you know?
Right, but you know, men, they have egos and, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah, that,
pride.
That pride and that ego is cancer. It'll ruin you.
Right,
and I
right.
feel like if you are with a woman that is financially successful,
right.
you have to be a strong man to deal with that and accept it and know that it's the same thing as if the man is the provider. The woman has to, you know, respect
shit,
that he's the breadwinner.
The woman ain't going to be jealous. What you got to be jealous for?
Because it's natural. But that's why the man should do. Know your role, my nigga.
Right.
If the girl is the breadwinner and it works for y'all family, for him to be Mr. Mom and, right. and cook and take care of the kids, it's still very important. The job is important.
It is.
No matter which the male or the female that's doing it. But Cecil is not the Mr. Mom type of nigga. Like, he want to work.
He want to get
he
out
He want to do shit.
Right. And yeah. his kid's older.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So I just feel like they have a money issue. Quad and Greg obviously just ain't in love no more.
They not.
I don't know if they ever were. Mariah and Aiden. I want to see if he brought up when on the reunion if they bring up
him cheating.
Finding out that he was a
you
cheater.
You know Andy gonna bring that up.
Andy gonna bring the tea.
So
bitch.
What is this about you stepping out on Mariah? I know Andy gonna bring that up. Or that may be one of the questions. You know how they get like mm-hmm. a fan,
the opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what about Contessa? And I don't even know her man name. What is they? I don't know. I don't know anything about
that. First season, the last season. That's it.
Okay, so what about Heavenly and her man?
I like them together. They so ratchet.
I think that her husband is going to start being a little more
vocal,
dominant. You see, he kind of be checking her now mm-hmm. a little bit. He's starting.
Shit, Dr. Heavenly liked that though. Uh-huh,
but
yeah.
I don't know if she's going to like it because of the role she appears to play on the show. She's kind of like the mouth of the relationship.
She is the mouth of the relationship.
But he's starting to talk more.
He trying to put down, but she going to hit him with a daddy. Okay, daddy.
Okay, daddy.
Yeah, daddy.
So Toya and her man, they just got to get.
I like them together.
I do too. I want to ask you this question about all the couples on this show because Jackie and Curtis obviously cheat. They have a cheat situation.
Right.
If you had to pick, we forgot Mariah. We did say Mariah Aiden, didn't we?
Yeah.
If you had to pick one of these couples that you think is also like cheating besides Mariah and Aiden, which we already know, who would you say it was? Would you say it was Heavenly and her man? Curtis, we already know Curtis and Jackie, Quad and Greg. Contessa and
you don't even got
to
finish. Quad and Greg.
Quad, you think Greg got a side bitch?
I think Greg is fucking. I think Quad probably fucking too.
Mm.
I think Quad and Greg.
They the ones?
I think so. Mm. I don't think Cecil and Simone. Not yet with Cecil. Eugene working hard at beating his meat. Contessa, you know what?
He might be the cheater.
He, Contessa's husband, he may be the cheater, but I don't give them, I don't
like, even look
really
like they
pay
have
attention
sex.
To them. I don't pay attention to them.
They look a little boring. They
I
need
know
something.
Nothing
they
should
have kept
them.
The bad babysitter, and then maybe that story would have been more interesting. They should have kept her around
yeah,
just for the drama.
Yeah, she was a bitch.
She was.
But I think Greg and Quad.
Greg and Quad are the ones with the side hoes.
Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
Well, hopefully they reveal some of the juice in this reunion, because that's clearly our favorite show.
Yeah, that's our favorite show.
All right, so that's the end.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap for episode 3 of The Juice.
The Juice, baby.
Shout out to our listeners. Please continue to tell us what you want us to talk about. As you know, that first 30 minutes got a little ratchet, but cool. We're going to answer
face
whatever.
Down. That's the way we like to. Hey,
we gonna end the show with another dope song. This female artist, her name is Cash Doll. Yes. I just done started following this bitch a few months.
Day, I would. Hey, I could what quit my day job. I fuck you if I would.
See this bitch, head so good, pussy so good. If I could quit my job and fit you all day,
I would.
Okay, we gonna let Cash Doll do it for us.
Sexy.
Cause we definitely don't know what we doing. You done having an orgasm on the goddamn mic? We gonna see y'all next week.
Skin to skin when he slide it in. Told him please don't fuck up the foreplay. Panties off at the doorway. Told that nigga it's dinner time. Let him lick off that rosé. Nah, that's what I call a wine and dine. I'ma drain a motherfucker to the last drop. I'ma keep going till you yell stop. Climb on top, make the bed rock. Face down, put him in a leg lock. Then face down, put him in a new position. Break for a brief intermission. No stopping, I was kidding. I'ma give you what you've been missing.
She knows I'm that one and done. I'm going. Let's not fuck the moment up. We both made a decision. I'm talking no protection with you, protection with you. A connection with you when I'm sexing you. Won't regret this with you, cause damn, you're the truth, baby. He made it up.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.